Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message.
Welcome back, everybody who's listening to us via podcast or watching us on YouTube. As you know, it is November, and in November is the holiday of Thanksgiving. And that holiday is associated with football and turkeys and many other different things. But, I mean, if you look at the word, it's Thanksgiving, giving thanks for what we have. And we have it really well. We have it really good.
Yes.
And I think sometimes we lose sight of that. And you have a whole message based on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. It's something that I've been studying for maybe a few months back. And it's actually something that I'm probably going to be releasing in the months to come. But I've been really just studying the word as far as Thanksgiving, what it means, what it does, what's the fruit and the byproduct of us having a thankful heart. And I'll read 1 Thessalonians. And if you read chapter 5, verse 16, 17, and 18, it says, "Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." And one of the things that I've studied when I've studied Thanksgiving is that you can't really talk about having a grateful heart and a thankful heart without talking about humility and pride, because they all coexist. And if you look at pride, it's something that the Bible says, as far as God is concerned, he opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And so something about pride that we have to do is we have to constantly weaken pride in our lives, and we have to constantly cultivate humility in our lives. So if we're going to be people that, where the Bible describes that we're called to be thankful and grateful in every circumstance, that requires for us to have a specific kind of heart. We can all say thank you, but really our hearts are full of maybe complaining. And so one of the things that we've got to begin to just start to cultivate that kind of grateful heart is that we have to begin our day by acknowledging that we need God, right? Oh, wow. When we wake up in the morning, one of the things that we've got to do, and the way to cultivate a very grateful heart, a heart that says, "God, I'm grateful. I'm sincerely grateful." You know, oftentimes, I'm sure you've been guilty of it. We can say, "Thank you, God," but there's really complaining in the heart.
Right.
And
yeah,
so,
definitely.
Yeah, we've all been, we can vouch for that. Or we have questions and question marks in our hearts. But the way we ought to begin our day to be able to cultivate that kind of grateful heart is to begin our day by acknowledging that we need God. That's priority. We've got to wake up every day saying, "God, I really need you." And so when you practice that, you really add to your life. You're not just waking up, because how you begin your morning sets the tone for the rest of the day. Uh-huh. And so it's important for us to, how are we going to wake up that day? We need to be able to acknowledge God, our dependence upon God, and our need for God. Your first thought of the day should be you expressing that you are dependent upon God, that you need God, that you are dependent solely on this Father in heaven, that you need God, and that your confidence is solely in God. And so if you really study humans, all of us, most of the time, we spend our time listening to ourselves instead of talking to ourselves.
Oh, wow. That's,
we spend most of our time in our day. And that has everything to do with the cultivation of thankful heart. And so if God is telling me that I'm supposed to be happy and content, and I'm supposed to be thankful in every circumstance, that means in every storm, in every affliction, in every trial, in every attack, in every situation, when I want to wring people's necks, no matter what the situation, in the good, the bad, the ugly, God is asking of us that we are supposed to be thankful for every circumstance. Well, how are we going to do that? Most people don't know how to cultivate that. It's one thing to say, "Well, okay, that's great. I'm supposed to have a really grateful heart." But how am I going to cultivate that?
It's like an active process.
You have to wake up in the morning and you have to actively understand that there is pride and that there is humility. And so these two are constantly at war within us. And so you can't talk about thankfulness and being thankful and grateful to God without talking about those two. because when we talk about pride, we have to constantly weaken that. That's something that we should be in pursuit of, weakening pride in our lives and always cultivating humility and getting rid of pride and then cultivating that humility. And the only way to do that is to be able to acknowledge God. So every single morning, we've got to set the morning right. I've got to acknowledge, God, I can't do this day without you. I can't do anything without you. I need you. I need you. So that's really key. And what we do most of the time is we spend our time really listen instead of, you know, we spend time listening to ourselves rather than talking to ourselves. And that's right. really key too, because if I'm going to cultivate a thankful and a grateful heart and really, truly in any circumstances, the word says that we have to make sure, what are we saying to ourselves?
Yeah.
What are we, you know, we spend most of the time just listening to what we think.
It's like being in control of your mind.
Yeah, you have to. You have to. That's the only way to cultivate that grateful heart. So many times we don't speak the truth to ourselves. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, you know, we spend more time just listening to lies.
Yeah.
And so you're thinking, and so our thoughts, you know, we are at the mercy, if you will, of our thoughts. And so how are we going to cultivate thankfulness if we are listening to all these lies?
Negative thoughts.
Exactly. So we end up entertaining complaints. We end up entertaining worries. We end up entertaining all kinds of things. But yet we could be in control of our thought life. You know, you could be in control of your thought life. You don't have to just spend the rest of your day just listening to yourself talk.
Yeah.
And I think most people do that. I'm guilty of it.
Yeah, I've done it plenty of times. And I mean, I've even seen it like in my workplace and things like that. People are they're complaining about something and it's like, man, we have like a great job though. It's like a privilege to do what we're doing. And it's like, I mean, you take the good with the bad, like 90% of it's good and 10% of it's not that good. But
yeah.
And once they kind of become an echo chamber, just listening to themselves, and it all becomes bad when really like got it pretty good. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And so we end up talking to ourselves and we just hear ourselves, if you will, complaining. And so we entertain all these complaints. We entertain what's wrong with us, what we don't have,
right.
what we have not attained, what we have not accomplished. Why am I not there? I should have been further. Why am I at this place in my life? And so most of the time we're just listening to ourselves and we're hearing that constantly complaining. And so to cultivate just a grateful heart, we have to really be dependent upon God, number one. Number two, you have to be in charge of your thought life. You have to quit listening to yourself and start talking to yourself. And really, truly ask yourself, is it really that bad? And I mean, you could probably think of about 10, 15, if not more, people that have it worse than you do. And the third thing that you have to do is really cultivate that kind of thinking. But the fourth thing that you got to do is you got to declare war on pride. To have a grateful heart, you have to declare war on pride. We have to speak truth to ourselves. We have to set the tone for the day. And the way we do that is we mentally affirm. Every day you mentally affirm your dependence upon God. Every day you have to affirm your need for God. Like, I need God. Like, I can't live a day without God. And so you've got to begin to express your gratefulness, you know, towards God. Matter of fact, that word, thankfulness, I defined it. And this is a powerful scripture. About gratefulness and thankfulness. You know, he's telling us that we have to be grateful in all circumstances. But when you define that word, thankfulness, and it's really this, it's the soil. Thankfulness is the soil where pride does not easily grow.
Oh, wow. That's
and we have to cultivate that soil. I'm going to repeat it again. Being thankful, being grateful it's the soil. So picture thankfulness as the soil where pride doesn't easily grow. And so that's the soil we want to cultivate. So if we want to have a thankful heart, we have to come against pride, and we have to declare a war against pride. And so when the day begins, you know, we have a great Savior. We have a great God. We have a beautiful Father in heaven who loves us. And when the day begins, we see that great Savior with gratitude, not with grumbling. And just really taking note of who God is and doing that joyfully, because thanking him is really infectious. Thanking him and having a grateful, joyful heart, you get around somebody who's so grateful, it's very infectious.
Right.
And so Let me ask those that are listening to us or even viewing us. If I met you today, would I encounter someone who was thankful, grateful, or somebody who has grumbled and complained in the last months, weeks, days, hours, minutes? You know, if I were to meet you today, would I encounter somebody who was grateful? Would I encounter somebody who's thankful? Or would I, if I meet you for the first time, who would we meet? Is that person grateful? Is your inner being thankful for who God made you to be? Are you grateful for his presence, his kindness? And so if we are thankful observers, we're constantly observing ourselves. And if we're thankful and we're just grateful for the countless blessings that he has given us, right? The provision, his presence, his kindness, his grace, his presence. Think about everything that God has given you at this point in your life. Maybe you're not have attained. Yeah, we can all say that. And maybe we all have not attained that place. Perhaps you're watching or listening and you've not gotten to the place that you want to. I mean, who really has? You know, especially if you're a goal setter. If you're a goal setter, there's always something else that you've got to attain and achieve.
You get to the top of the mountain and you're like, it's been 5 minutes. And you're like, all right, where's the next one?
Yes. And so it's so important for you to really observe and being just observed and think about the countless blessings that you have right now. And so to be grateful, it takes humility.
Yeah.
An ungrateful person is a proud person. An ungrateful person, anybody that grumbles, anybody that's been complaining, anybody that's been counting what they don't have as opposed to what God has given them at this point, has stepped into pride. So at the beginning of this podcast, I said, we have to talk about humility and we have to talk about pride in order to tackle this ungrateful heart. We've got to observe our hearts at this point. So anybody that's ungrateful is always going to have pride. Mm-hmm. If I'm ungrateful, I'm arrogant. If you're ungrateful, you're an arrogant person. If I'm arrogant, I need to remember that God, you know, he doesn't sympathize with me when I'm arrogant. God is never going to do that. As a matter of fact, the Bible always talks about how he opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And so God opposes anybody that's arrogant. God opposes anybody that's prideful. And so anybody that's in that realm of pride is really stepping into a territory where you probably have found yourself grumbling, complaining. You don't like life. You don't like your life at this point. You don't like what's turned out. Well, you know, change it.
And that's like a negative feedback loop at that
completely.
Point. Because it's like you're focusing on what's bad. You're getting, at that point, opposition from God.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, all you're seeing is bad. All you're thinking is bad. So it just snowballs and becomes worse and worse and worse and worse.
It's yes.
Like, it's awful, really, if you think about it that
yes.
way.
Yes. And so you have to, I think you should count your blessings. So the way you start your day, I make it a point to start my day just thanking him. I thank him for the things that I already have and attained. Mm-hmm. And there's not a person that's not watching me or listening to me that hasn't attained something. Right. I'm sure God has given you something. If nothing else, salvation. I remember when I first came to God and he met me at an altar. And I remember so clearly the day, the hour. And I remember the altar. And at that point, I literally heard God say to me, if I give you nothing but salvation, will you still give me all of you? And I responded immediately, yes. If you didn't give me anything but salvation, I will give you all of me. And that's, I'm not serving God because I'm trying to get. I serve God because he's a good father and he's given me everything.
You already got all you
need. I have everything that I need. Huh. You define the word gratitude. It comes from the Latin word, actually. That's where they got thankfulness, that word gratitude. It actually showed up in mid-15th century, and it came from the Latin word, and it means thankfulness. And it's to express a deep appreciation for kindness received. So it's a deep appreciation. When you are thankful, when you have gratitude, you are really appreciative for all the kindness that you have received. And so here, think about God. How are we not going to have a grateful heart? Yeah. He's extended his grace. He has extended his mercy. I mean, I can attain for, I'm just so grateful to God for the mercy that he's extended to me throughout these years, because nobody gets it right. Nobody's gotten it right 100%. There's been failure. There's been things that we've done, errors that we've committed. And here he extends his mercy every single day. Here's a God that we serve, that when you fail, he'll pick you right back up. That if you fail this year, he's not angry at you. He's not mad at you. You know, the father that we serve is like the prodigal son in the Bible. And he extends out his hand in mercy and says, come home. And then he throws a party for you.
Yeah.
He's the God that is so good. And he's so patient with us. And he's so loving. And so how are we not going to be grateful to this God?
Absolutely.
And so think about all the great things that he's given. And I was reading a scripture in Psalm chapter 31. And it's in verse 18, actually 19 and 20. It says, how great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you, which you bestow in the sight of men on those who take refuge in you. It says, in the shelter of your presence, you hide them from the intrigues of men. In your dwelling, you keep them safe from accusing tongues. Here's this God, and he's saying, hey, he's so good. The psalmist is saying, God is so good. I mean, he's got stored up treasure for you. He's got blessings. He extends his goodness every single day. His hand is extended to you every day. His hand is extended to me. Patience, mercy.
Yeah.
If I move into doubt for a moment, he's extending his mercy and his patience towards me, saying, come on, daughter, come back.
And in Isaiah, it says, his arm's not too short to reach, nor is his ear too dull to hear.
Yes, and he's so kind to us, mm-hmm. so patient. And he's there always extending his arm out to us. And so how are we not going to be grateful? So a person who's stepped into ungratefulness, a person who's mumbled and grumbled, I mean, God takes that really serious. The Israelites couldn't enter into the promised land. Because they grumbled and they complained. They wanted to go back to Egypt. They said, why don't you take us back to Egypt? I mean, there at least we had meat to eat. Yeah, they forgot they were slaves.
Yeah.
And so it's so funny, we forget.
It's a key detail.
It is a key detail. And so if you find yourself, you're mumbling, you're complaining, you don't like where you're at, you don't like your situation, you have a tendency to always complain, you know, within yourself, perhaps not vocally, eventually you will, but internally, you've got to ask yourself, am I listening to myself or am I talking to myself? Is that really true? Have I started my morning just being grateful to God? Have I started my morning looking and observing and really realizing, hey, I can count my blessings here. I mean, he's so kind, his presence, his provision, his grace, up to the point where he's gotten me here. Thank you, God.
Yeah.
And so, and also, have I stepped into pride? We've got to wage war against the spirit of pride, because pride will always lead you towards an ungrateful heart. Humble people are grateful.
And how would you do that? Like, real quick, short way of saying it.
Absolutely. Like, one way that I do it, there are several ways that you can actually step into humility. And one way is to have a grateful heart. And so to start your morning expressing gratefulness to God.
Okay.
And talking to yourself as opposed to just listening to yourself. And really counting your blessings and observing the goodness of God. One thing that I've done, and it really works, and this is how I start my morning. And I make it a point when I'm having a rough day or it's just overwhelming. And we've had days like that where we tend to want to complain. But what I do is I keep the cross in front of me. When you live cross-centered as opposed to emotionally bound, mm-hmm. Many times people live their lives emotionally, as opposed to the cross. When the cross is in front of you on a daily basis, mm-hmm. you will always live in a state of humility.
Like
because and when you are dependent upon God, that's another way to live in a humility state. Because when you are humble, you are dependent upon God. A prideful person will say, I got this. A prideful person will say, you know, I don't need the help of God. So you wake up throughout the day with no knowledge of the fact that you need the dependency upon God. So if you are dependent upon God continually, you wake up in the morning with that acknowledgement. I need you, God. I can't live my life without you. I absolutely need you for this day. Constantly, you live that dependent. And then you look at the cross every day. Anybody who looks at the cross and is cross-centered will live in a state of humility. Mm-hmm. Just looking at what Jesus did for us. And sometimes we forget. See, it didn't end in salvation. the cross, we accept Jesus and we go, he died on the cross, and then we left it there. But Christians should live their life Christ-centered every single day, because it didn't end there.
Yeah, he resurrected.
He did. And when you look at the cross of everything that he did, he died for our sins. He defeated the enemy. He's done everything that I need for that day. Everything that I need to attain that day, whether it be a mercy or I need love. Yeah. I need strength. He's already done it. I need to fight this area in my life. He's already done it. And so one way to stay humble, two ways to stay humble, is to have a humble heart, really take somebody who is grateful. And number two, to have a humble heart, really take somebody to be very Christ-centered, cross-centered rather, Christ-centered as well, and to always be dependent upon God. Anybody who says, walks out of their room, their door, their life, their house, and just goes busy upon the day without thanking God, without saying, God, thank you. We should wake up that way, and we should go to bed that way. If you wake up every day thanking God, dependent upon God, going to bed and just lying down. As a matter of fact, I've been studying on humility. I'm giving everybody heads up. To stay humble, think about your bed when you lie down. Rest is important to also live in a state of humility. But when you lie down, the bed is actually supporting your entire body. Mm-hmm. It is like a state of dependency. When we are lying at the feet of Jesus, he's got us in the palm of his hand. We are solely dependent upon him. We are resting in his presence. We are resting in him, knowing that he is good, knowing that he is faithful, that he's going to take care of everything in our lives. So we need not worry about anything else. So those are some of the ways to live in that state of humility. But I want to pray for everybody that perhaps you're having a hard Thanksgiving. Maybe it's been a hard year. Yeah. It's been tough. You feel
beaten down, tired, yes, depressed, any number of things. You know what I felt like the whole time is like, the more I've been, more years I've served God, the more I kind of appreciate like the cross and things like that, which you would think my salvation day would be like the apex, but it's really not, because I look back, I'm like, dang, not only did he do something, but he's continued to do something. So I feel like if there's someone watching and they're like, man, I've been a Christian for 10 years and I feel like I've messed up, you know, endlessly. It's like, well, I mean, just because you accepted him 10 years ago, that wasn't the end of like his goodness.
It's the beginning of his journey.
Right. And yeah, it's like the more you get to know him, it's like he gets better. Absolutely. So if someone's watching and they feel like down, like beaten down or like
depressed,
you know, yeah, any failure, of that stuff,
or you feel like, or maybe you're a grumbler and you just complain all the time within yourself, or maybe you're just talking to yourself continuously, but maybe you're not talking the right things, or maybe you're just listening to yourself, whatever it be. But I just feel like in this time and in this season, it's really a time to reflect of all the goodness of God. He's really been with you, and he's really not left you, and he's not forsaken you, and he's still there, and he's extending his hand. I was preparing for this podcast, and I actually got a text message from a family that moved out of town. They reached out to me today, and we were dear family to my heart. And they strayed from God. And today they text me and they said, Apostle, you know, we had dreams of you in the last 2 weeks. Oh, wow. And in the last 2 weeks, you reached your hand out while we were lying down in our beds. And the husband has a different dream than the wife. And I showed up in their dreams and I was extending my hand out to them. And I would tell them, get ready, Jesus is coming. And I think that God is so merciful. And they said, we are ashamed. I said, there's nothing to be ashamed about. Just come back to Jesus.
Yeah.
And so I think it's time for us to really reflect where we're at as a body, as a people. Are you really grateful? Have you stepped into pride? Maybe you have failed. Maybe you have fallen so far and you've just said, there's no way that God is going to forgive. He does. He extends it every single day. He's already done it. And so I'm going to pray for everybody that's watching, listening. I want to pray for you to have a really grateful heart. And just where you're at, I'm going to lead you in a prayer. If you've been grumbling, complaining, listen, just stop right there and really observe the goodness of God and really think about how good God's been to you. Look what he pulled you out of. Look what he saved you from. Look what if you had not stepped in to this place called salvation, where would you be? I know I would be a mess.
I would. Yeah,
and so just that alone is really keeping the cross in front of you. So maybe you are just bound by pride. And maybe you just have stepped into that area of ungratefulness. And we start thinking about all we don't have. Listen, stop. Just stop it. In the morning, wake up and just say, God, thank you. You know, I was driving here and I was putting my music on and I just wept. And I just said, thank you for your presence. Thank you, because if your presence is all I need. And so sometimes we step out of that. Sometimes we become so just ungrateful in our hearts. And so this is a really time, a great time for us to reflect. And so I'm going to pray with you. If you're there, you're watching, you're listening, I want you to just repent right where you're at and just tell God you're sorry. Tell God, I'm sorry if I stepped into ungratefulness, just an ungrateful heart. I've not said thank you to you. I didn't wake up that way. I don't go to bed that way. I spend most of my time just listening to myself rather than talking the truth and really observing and taking authority over those thoughts. And so today I just repent, just right there where you're at. Repent. Maybe you fell away. God is there. He's extending his mercy to you. Maybe you're watching and you're saying, you know, I didn't really grow in God this year. Well, you know, now's your opportunity to reflect and to go back and say, God, I didn't do it right. But here God is extending his mercy to you, and that we can be grateful for that. He's been good and he's been faithful. If you've been maybe prideful and arrogant, just repent. You need God. We all need God. We can't make it without God. And so just right where you're at, say, God, I'm so sorry. And I ask you to forgive me. And I declare over every person that you are coming back to a state of humility, that you are coming back and you are just so dependent upon God, realizing that you can't make it without him. I just pray for each and every person. And I just extend right now that grace over your life. And I just pray in Jesus' name that every person, whoever it is, whoever's watching, you fell away. Now's the time to come back to him. Now's the time to be grateful for all that he's done for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. So, we hope that this Thanksgiving and holiday season that you continue to be thankful
yes.
for everything that God's doing, that he's done for your family, for your friends, the food. We have so much food. We live in abundance of food. It's wonderful. And thankful to God for all of that. I'm really thankful for this podcast. This is something that I think has impacted lots of people listening, those who are watching. I know
Thank
it's
you,
helped
yes.
me for sure. And with that said, I mean, anyone who's listening, we thank you guys for listening or
yes.
watching. Stay tuned for the preachings that are going to be released there. They get posted on your website. It's pattyvalenzuela.org/sermons, I believe.
Yes.
And then keep an eye out for us on Facebook as well. We started streaming our services on Facebook. So anybody who's listening, if you haven't watched our services, you know, look up Ignite Movement, and that's where we're at. You can watch our services on Wednesdays and on Sundays. And we read a lot of your feedback that you left on the podcast, those reviews. We thank you for those.
Yes.
Those touched our hearts. I didn't even know most of them were there. I have an Android phone, so I don't see the iTunes.
Apple.
I didn't see the iTunes reviews, yeah. but those really impacted me.
Yeah,
it was kind of mind blowing.
Thank you so much, everybody. Yes. We hope to be continue to be a blessing to everybody that's watching, listening. It is my heart's desire to bring wisdom, a sense of wisdom, knowledge, illumination, revelation to the body of Christ so that we can start living that life that really God wants us to live and start aligning to his perfect will.
So absolutely. And with that said, I mean, we'll see you guys, those who are watching, or you'll hear us next week. So take care, guys.
Hello, this is Saul, producer of the APV podcast. Make sure you go online to podcast.ignitemovement.org to hear episodes that have been archived. Link down below.